3. She sleeps in the rental car because it's too late to get a room anywhere, and her flight to Tucson is early. Her sleep is restless. She's shaken by forces unseen, the threat of the future, the threat of the open door, the threat of anything and everything, a sword above everyone's heads, held by a thread, a plane hacked by hackers crashing, terrorists using homemade drones as bombs, a world pinned by global warming, the lack of resources plunging the planet into another Cold War, or worse, an act of global conflict. Hannah moves her hips. She bangs one knee on the stick. She bangs her other knee on the underside of the steering wheel. It's 4 a.m. This is my job, she thinks. To imagine the worst, to look far down the road to see what's coming. What technology, what social system, what change to nature will humans face? Will it elevate and evolve us, or will it destroy us? Or worse, and here is the crux of her work, will we use it to destroy ourselves? Her brain follows the yellow brick road all the way to Oz, except this emerald city is shattered, with spires of broken glass, skyscrapers like jagged shards. She looks ahead to see what risks await. The threat of artificial intelligence, the danger of hackable cybernetic implants, the permutations of robots as part of daily life. Will they put us out of work? Will we rely too much on them? Will the laws be fast enough to catch up with what they can do? Will artificial intelligence one day take control of them and decide that we are the greatest threat to robotic life? GMO crops that don't feed us and brain modifications that allow us to read each other's minds and mass extinctions. A drain swirl of improbable but possible scenarios. At some point, her mind quiets down long enough for her to sleep. But her dreams are thick with terror. In the darkness of slumber, she smells that foul piss vinegar odor. She smells the earthy, turned soil stink of fungus on skin scraps. She reaches into a mailbox and returns an arm covered in ants. She tries to scream, but the sound is caught in her throat. She tries to flail, but her arm is stiff and her feet are rooted to the ground. Her family's farmhouse sits in the distance. Somewhere a goat bleats, then screams. The ants begin biting, ripping bits of skin off like pulling the wet label off a sweating beer bottle, bit by bit, in larger strips and curls, in worthless gummies.